USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. More than 5 million people from New York to Maine are under winter weather alerts due to a nor'easter that has dropped more than a foot of snow across many parts of interior New England. Heavy snow is expected today across New York and New England, including parts of Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Officials have been warning of dangerous driving conditions. One of the strongest earthquakes to ever hit Texas rattled the western part of the Lone Star State last night. USGS says it had a magnitude of 5.4 and struck about 5:35 p.m., centered about 14 miles north-northwest of Midland. The agency says more than 1,500 people reported feeling it over a large distance from Amarillo and Abilene, Texas, to as far west as Carlsbad, New Mexico. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. At least three people are dead after a fire early this morning in Pittsburgh. Officials say a woman is in serious condition. She and eight children were evacuated from the home when it caught fire early this morning. Rescue crews have pulled the body of a one-and-a-half-year-old child from the rubble in Ukraine after a Russian missile strike tore through an apartment building in what is said to be one of the worst attacks of the war so far. Ukrainian authorities say Russia fired 76 missiles. Authorities say the blast killed four people and injured 13. Elon Musk has reinstated the accounts of Twitter users who were suspended for allegedly doxing his location in real time. Epoch Times reports at least nine journalists' accounts were suspended, and at least eight have been reactivated. In college football bowl action, Cincinnati taking on Louisville at this hour in the Fenway Bowl. Later on, it is number 14 Oregon State and Florida in the Las Vegas Bowl. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Lawmakers continue to hash out a spending deal. President Biden signed a short-term funding bill on Friday that keeps the government open through next week. The Senate and House passed it late in the week, sending it to the president's desk, averting a shutdown that would have started last night at midnight. Prosecutors have charged the father of the man who shot and killed seven people and wounded dozens at the July 4th parade in Highland Park, Illinois, in suburban Chicago. Robert Cremo Jr. is charged with seven felonies of reckless conduct for sponsoring his then 19-year-old son's application for a gun license. Robert Cremo III was indicted this summer on 21 counts of first-degree murder and 48 counts each of attempted murder and aggravated battery. The Biden administration is stepping in to try to prevent the spread of COVID-19 cases over the winter.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra said the administration is offering more free at-home COVID tests and establishing pop-up mobile vaccination sites.
What we're doing is concentrating our efforts to make sure the communities that are most at risk get the help first and foremost.
The effort also includes providing support for health centers and nursing homes across the country. Becerra is urging you to get your updated COVID and flu vaccines. He did say the administration anticipated a rise in COVID numbers during the winter. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
A record number of guns have passed through the nation's airports this year, the TSA said Friday. They've stopped over 6,300 firearms at security checkpoints. 88% of them were loaded. The TSA expects the number to reach 6,600 by the end of the year. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.